Hello.
Hello.
Yay!
This is Pickled Beets.
Yes, it is. This is Maddie.
And this is Sabrina.
And I'm Natalie.
Yay! Our
special guest.
Special guest. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome, everyone.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. I was here last week, but before that, it had indeed been a minute.
Mm.
Yeah, it has been a minute.
Since we were both here. Valentine's Day. Wow.
What?
Was that my
last
show?
Did we do Valentine's Day? Oh, yeah, we did.
Or, like, themed.
That's right.
Natalie is joining us here today because she's going to be a new DJ.
And I have no idea what I'm doing, so...
It's challenging out here in the WMFO studio.
Context. Natalie is my former tour, if that's what... My first year.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm always confused.
Your first year?
Yeah.
Wow. So exciting.
Yeah.
And we're... Last years.
We are last years. True.
Okay, we
have a theme.
Exactly. Yeah. Movie/Oscar theme.
In honor of the 96th Academy Awards tomorrow.
Try to guess what soundtracks we're pulling from as we play the song.
I actually don't know what this one is from.
Oh,
is it
mine or yours?
Yeah, it's yours.
Okay.
So up next, we're going to hear Baby, You're a Rich Man from
I have a good,
by the Beatles.
Okay, I'm excited about it. I have a
Speak
whole story
it.
About Oh, you want me to say it
yeah.
now? Okay.
Why not?
Okay. Basically, the rights to Beatles songs are uber expensive. That's why you never hear a Beatles song on a soundtrack, because Michael Jackson Estate owns them.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's so expensive. But the people who made The Social Network were like, we need this song to end the movie.
Yeah.
And it's like an awesome ending. And they like spent half their budget, movie
That's
budget.
Crazy.
Or sorry, not movie budget. Soundtrack budget on this song.
That is a good song for The Social Network. Shall we?
Yes.
Okay. Here's Baby, You're a Rich Man by The Beatles.
To be one of the beautiful people. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
All right, everyone. Ooh. Guess the movie. Yeah, I'm waiting for the listeners.
I guess I'll speak.
Speak on it.
Because of the ones I include in the playlist. The first, well, we talked about the Beatles song, yeah. Right? And then after was it Frankie Valli? Or
yeah.
Okay. What we just heard. Oh.
That was what we just heard.
10 Things I Hate About You. Still my, honestly. Hit.
It's so good.
My favorite teen rom-com. Movie.
Me too, by far.
Yeah. I'm sorry, actually. Not even the, like, John Hughes can top that
I guess
one.
The Princess Diaries.
Hmm.
If that
Maybe
counts.
Pretty in Pink. That's a pretty good.
Coming up, well.
Oh, that's a good
now
soundtrack.
Now, mind you. Yeah. Yeah. Keep that in mind. The Breakfast Club is good. But yeah, 10 Things I Hate About You, like, wow.
Heath Ledger, rest
in peace.
It has,
like,
peace.
The 90s vibes. The outfits.
What they dress in is so good. Like her outfits.
I know.
The annoying sister's
Both of them.
Outfits.
The yeah. other one, the cutesy one, too. What a great movie. And that scene
and
when
that
he
scene.
Is dancing on the
I
bleachers.
I do love the Jersey Boys. I've seen that movie.
I've never seen that movie.
Seen and the musical.
You saw the
Broadway.
Musical on Broadway?
Yes.
How was it?
It was good. I saw it with my grandma and my mom like 10 years ago.
Okay.
Which is crazy that I was like, 11 or well actually math is not math
12
but 12
almost crazy. Okay, this is another one of yours.
Damn. Okay.
In Your Eyes.
Oh,
by Peter Gabriel.
Wait, this might sorry tied for teen rom-coms. This one has a special.
What is this in
Say Anything?
I've never seen
this
it.
Is the Say Anything
is this
song?
When he's holding
yes.
up the boombox.
The boombox. It's beautiful. I love Peter Gabriel.
Cool, shall we?
Yeah,
okay.
so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. In your eyes, your eyes, your eyes, in your eyes, in your eyes, the light, the heat.
Muitas vezes o coração não consegue compreender o que a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós. Tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul, pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, que eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem. Vamos viver a vida, então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós. Tem um mundo a esperar por nós. Se infinito do céu azul, pode ter vida em Marte, então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, que eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem. Vamos viver a vida, então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, 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 oh. querer me mudar para uma life on Mars.
Okay, that was Life on Mars as covered by Seyu George. George? I don't know how to say it, but that's from The Life of Kotick with Steve Zissou, one of my favorite movies. There were quite a few Wes Anderson picks on here, at least on my end. You could do a whole radio show of songs from Wes Anderson movies. They're so good.
Good needle drops.
Needle in the hay. Oh. I almost put that and I was like, no. Kind of a sad vibe. Shall we hear the PSA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yay. All
right.
Take it away.
Somerville free hearty meals for all. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts three free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org.
Thank you.
Wait, that's wild.
That's
I didn't
awesome.
Know that existed.
Me either.
That's like right here.
Yeah, it's right down there. Wow.
Okay.
Check it out. That's really cool.
Hearty Meals for All.
That's heartymealsforall.com. Okay, next pick is a Sabrina pick. Speaking of Pretty in Pink.
Oh.
Right? Otis Redding?
Oh, yes. I feel like I saw that song. I was like, am I going to add it? But then I was like, yeah.
Okay. Well, here it is.
You have to, like, get up and, you know, like, do the ducky dance. Anyways,
good
enjoy.
Song. Here's Try a Little Tenderness by Otis Redding.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary. That same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave. Thank you.
What about that?
Yeah, like that's sort of an example, right?
Yeah. You're right. But I feel like we're getting away from that.
I feel like it's just getting worse too.
Yeah. It's just not like as good. You're really
We are on air.
Oh my god, sorry.
It's okay, no, I'm in it.
We're having this conversation
about adolescent literature.
And or just media too. Yeah. Or like I just feel like you're either like you have parents who are like sheltering you and you're like too baby, like you're consuming content that's like
for kids.
Or you're consuming content that's like for 25 year olds and like and so like where is the space.
I think Booksmart was a great in between.
True.
Because I feel like it wasn't like overdone with the whole like too adulty stuff.
I also think I don't know what like the young adult library section looks like anymore, and I'm sure there's things out there, but like we were talking before, like, where's the Hunger Games?
Where's Twilight?
Where's... Well, obviously Harry Potter is its own thing, but, like...
I guess, like, kids can still read that. It's, like...
Yeah,
I feel like that was, like, pretty new when we were
It was younger. On its tail end.
Yeah, you know? But, like, new Harry Potter, like... At least the movies were coming out. Like, I saw those in theaters, some of them.
That's true.
And the Hunger Games is pretty new.
Yeah.
Anyway, we just heard Rosalind by Bon Iver and St. Vincent from Twilight New Moon. Also a great song. Just really good.
New Moon? Low-key my least favorite in the
What happens
quartet.
In Eclipse?
Eclipse? They...
Oh, is that when they go to Rome?
No, that's at the end of New Moon.
Okay, I like New Moon,
No,
then.
But I don't like New Moon because Edward's...
No, I know.
But Eclipse is good... Sorry. Do they get married at the end of Eclipse?
No, that's Dawn,
Breaking Dawn.
Breaking Dawn is the wedding and aftermath.
What's Eclipse? Eclipse is good. It's like a reckoning.
I cannot
like
remember.
Everything comes to a head.
No, I like New Moon. I don't know.
The first one's also
with the Voltari or whatever.
Yes.
Voltori. Well, anyway, before that we heard Everybody's Talking by Harry Nilsson from Midnight Cowboy, which I've never seen, but I like that song.
Jinx.
Okay. Up next, okay, this is a good one. This is me pick from the classic 2017 film Call Me By Your Name. this is Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs.
See, I guess that's adolescence, right? It's like a mature adolescence.
Yeah. I'm going to say no. Like a hard
like 18.
No. Yeah, but it's like about adolescence,
but
very much not for.
Reminiscing.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I watched it when I was, like 16, 17.
Me too.
Yeah,
I watched it on a plane.
Highly anticipated film for me.
Cinematic masterpiece. The soundtrack is so good. I almost put the Sufjan Stevens one,
yeah,
but I
know,
didn't.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
But this one's a hit. Okay, Love My Way.
This is the band. Pretty eye, pirate smile. You marry a music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Tickets I've forgotten, turning back, she just laughs. The boulevard is not that bad. Piano man, he makes a stand in their auditorium. She's so blended. You have
Gotta check in again.
Almost Famous.
So good. Classic cinema.
Yeah. The bus ride.
The bus ride.
I was telling folks in the studio that in seventh grade I had to annotate and pick a song to like annotate for literary devices, and I chose this one.
Good lyrics.
Yeah. I think my sister did like a Johnny Cash song.
Tiny Dancer. Is a metaphor.
Blue Jean Baby.
Blue Jean Baby.
L.A. Lady.
Yes.
Me, next week. I'm going to be an L.A.
She's
lady.
She's going to be an L.A. lady. Oh, yeah, I'll be here next week. But not Sabrina.
Sorry,
I'll find something to do. Maybe I'll do, like, spring break songs or, like, vacation. Songs of Mexico.
Like, what is that song by Blondie? Tide is coming in. The tide is
high. Oh, the tide is high, but I'm holding it. I love that song. It's in the Lizzie McGuire movie. That's what that's in. Or what's the one? It's like, Vacation on... What's that? The Bangles, I think? Or one of those, like, 80s girl bands?
Oh, it's like... It feels like you're landing in, like, an...
Yeah. Well, anyway. Okay. Coming up next, for our last few songs, we have Bob Dylan, as usual for me, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Wait, what movie is this?
Yeah, it's from... Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. It's like a Western. So he did the soundtrack for it. And then it became like...
I love this song.
One of his most favorite songs. Most famous songs. It's
so good. I feel
like
you have to stomp listening.
I know. I'm like...
Eric Clapton does a song too, right?
Does he?
Maybe. I don't know. I think so.
Okay, here it is.
Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Thank you.
take me for what I am, 'cause I'll never change all my colors for you. Everything that you do, I don't really need to look very much further. I don't wanna have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can't run from myself. There's no
I wish her the best.
Okay. True.
Sorry, okay. Gab Sesh.
It was Gab Sesh. Okay, that was I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston.
What was the lyric?
Oh, that you can run from yourself, but there's nowhere to hide.
Mm.
True.
Think about
that. That's from The Bodyguard, which I've never seen, but it has I Will Always Love You. It's like iconic movie soundtrack.
And she is in it, right?
I think so.
She's like, she has a bodyguard.
She has a bodyguard?
Yeah.
She's not the...
And she's, like, saved by him, you know?
Yeah. She has nothing if she doesn't have him. Mm. That's what you're saying. Mm. So that's why I picked that. Okay, we have a minute left. This is Maddie.
Beats. I thought you were talking about a song.
No, this it's okay. Okay. This is not Maddie.
This is Sabrina.
This is Natalie.
Thank you for joining us, Natalie.
Yay.
Thank you for having me.
Do you feel trained?
Oh, yes.
Yes. you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Next person's not here, but we're going to close out with a song from The Holdovers, that you picked.
And also, I don't know which... Oh, Rushmore, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's also Wes Anderson.
That's so funny.
It's like a double.
But also, like, similar movies,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah.
Boy-ish. Tune into the Oscars tomorrow.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to win Best Picture?
I don't want it to be Oppenheimer because there's more interest. I feel like it's a great movie, but I'm scared it's going to sweep and that would be boring.
I think
boring. I don't want a boring Oscars. Best Picture. But, you know, love Killian.
I hope he gets an Oscar.
Yeah. But, like, that's it. That for him and then, like, something else, but yeah. No more Oppenheimer.
I agree. But I think it might win.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. Here's The Wind by Cat Stevens. Have a good night, everyone.
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted water once, and never, never, never. I listen to my words, but they